I do want to thank y'all so much. That is a wonderful hymn. To a maid engaged to Joseph, beautiful hymn. It is one that I don't carry with me. It's one that I don't know that often, but every time I hear it sung, I say, I'm going to carry that tune. I mean, because it's just such a catchy tune. I'm going to keep that with me. I never do. I always lose it. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm going to need y'all to stay with me the rest of the season of Advent. To remind me of that tune. I am glad that y'all are here, and thank y'all. It was a great gift for leading us in that song. This is a scripture that has been hinted at all morning. I want to invite you into the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 26 and continue through verse 38. I'm going to be reading from a translation of the Bible. It's called the New Revised Standard. Version. This is the updated edition of that version. You'll see it projected, but you don't have to follow along. You can follow along with your favorite scripture translation as well. But again, Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee that was called Nazareth, to a virgin who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by what his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb, bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. Will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. And he will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And this is the word of God. For the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Everlasting God, we do give you thanks for these words. We give you thanks, O God, not only for the words that are written, but we give you thanks for the words that come to life in our very own midst, in our very own hearts, in our spirits, in our souls, in our minds. And we pray truly, O God, that that's what will happen today. Pray that not only being prepared for these words, but we pray, O Lord, that you will bring these words to life for each of us. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the words that you have spoken into my heart. Thank you, O God, for the words that you have shared with me. And pray that as I preach this morning, the words that I share, they will be acceptable, they will be pleasing in your sight. For these things we ask in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, the one who saves us. Amen. As we do come into this second Sunday of the season of Advent, and me in this space, first Sunday of Advent that I'm sharing together with you, we are very much in the midst of preparing the way. If you have had that kind of sense about saying, particularly this year, you know, I'm not quite ready for Christmas. I'm just not there. I know the things that I've got to do, but I'm just not ready for Christmas. It's a good place. It's one of those places that, in fact, in the permission in the church, it's one of those places where we give you permission. It's exactly where we're all at. Is that none of us are ready for Christmas quite yet. Our church is not ready for Christmas. We are not ready for Christmas. But what we are doing is we are coming together and we're preparing together. We're taking all the gifts that you have seen demonstrated just this morning in this worship service, but also ones that you have not seen, the ones that you've heard hints of, the ones that you've heard lingering of, and we come together. And as we do this, we ask God to lead us and prepare us to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This particular Sunday, we prepare the way by lighting a candle of peace. And as we have committed ourselves to, as we have said together in our reading today, that not only are we lighting the candle of peace, but today we choose. We choose to live the story of peace, believing that true peace comes when we seek the flourishing of all of God's creation. That was the slide that you were offered to read this morning, that today we choose to live in the story of peace, believing that true peace comes when we see the flourishing of all God's creation. That true peace is what Luke is inviting us to as he tells the story of Mary. Now, I know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, can take on a larger-than-life role. But what Mary is able to do on this Sunday, what Mary is able to invite all of us to experience on this Sunday is a way to experience peace with God. After today, after the candle has gone out, after we've extinguished the candles on the Advent wreath, after we've extinguished the candles that are lit in the windows, after today, and the light from the candles is gone, what Mary does is she shows us how to have a lasting peace that will continue to stay with us long after the candles are blown out, long after the smoke has left the room. And you may immediately feel some trepidation. And you may start to feel in your own heart and in your own life, maybe even in the lives of the people that you love and that you care about, that you're really not up to peace with God. Because this is going to be a December, this is going to be a season of Advent, or this is going to be on the edge of Christmas season that you were just trying to get by, just trying to hang on, just trying to barely survive. This is where Mary was. This is exactly where Mary was. This is why Luke, not only in this particular chapter, but in some other places, this is why Luke is so adept at letting us see her side. Because Mary also meets the call from God and the experience of the angels. She meets them with some trepidation, asking, how can this be? And I know it's a lot for us to imagine Mary, the mother of Jesus, but her story and the way that she lives into her story, it's an invitation for all of us. That verse, that there were a couple of amens that came out as we were reading it together in the Gospel of Luke, that says nothing will be impossible for God. It's absolutely true. That the experience of peace that Mary has with God is an invitation for every single one of us. This overshadowing that was really well prepared in our children's moment this morning, this overshadowing of God's presence and God's Holy Spirit that you also heard in the scriptures, it's possible for all of us too. Now there's this really interesting story that emerges out of the third chapter of the Gospel of John. And what happens in this story, and one of my favorite figures that emerges in the story of Advent, in the story of preparing for Christmas, is John the Baptist. I limit myself. I would want to offer John the Baptist at least two of every Sunday in Advent. I love his story. And so I will tell you, just as an aside, a little bit apart about John the Baptist. But in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus has met John the Baptist. Jesus has been baptized by John the Baptist. So that's what it is. So you know, it's a little bit further down the road after the birth of Jesus. But Jesus is beginning. Jesus is beginning to baptize people. And John the Baptist is also baptizing people. And so there is a conversation between John the Baptist, some of his disciples, some of his followers, and also some Jews. And they begin to ask about this, and they say, you know, this guy Jesus, John. They say to John the Baptist, they say, this guy Jesus has emerged, and everyone is going after Jesus. So again, in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, says everyone is going after Jesus, and John the Baptist says this. He says, he, talking about Jesus, he must increase, but I must decrease. This is what happens in Mary's life. Is that everything that has surrounded her, all the preparations that she could have imagined, all the hopes that she had about the future, or even maybe all those moments when she thought that she was just barely getting by, that she was just barely hanging on. When she experiences the overwhelming presence of the Holy Spirit, and when she allows God to increase in her life, much like us, when we allow God to increase in our lives, when we allow God to overshadow our lives, that's where God's peace is found. Overshadowed in God's presence. That's how God's peace actually becomes real in every single one of our lives. Doesn't matter if we've gotten everything prepared. Doesn't matter if we've gotten everything in order. But we can be overwhelmed by God. We can be overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit when we're just barely hanging on. When we're just grasping at straws trying to figure out what to do next. Ready or not. Prepared or not. This is the kind of peace that we're talking about this morning. The kind of peace that we're not only going to read about, the kind of peace that we're not only going to affirm out loud together, but the kind of peace that's going to reside in our lives. Not only in our church, not only in our neighborhood, but it's going to reside in our lives. This is the kind of peace that outlasts seasons like Advent, with candles that burn out way too quickly. Because as Christians, when we prepare for Christmas, when we prepare for the way of the Lord, when we prepare in this season of Advent, as we prepare for the peace of God, it's not just Sundays. It's in fact for a lifetime. And it does require each one of us being overshadowed by God's presence. There's no other way to get there. It requires all of us to be overshadowed by the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and thanks be to God, the presence of Jesus. And so what is that first step? Well, it's a step that's good for any Sunday in Advent. It's a step that Mary walks into very openly and says, here I am, a servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. It's when we allow these words that are in our scriptures, these words that we celebrate, it's when we allow these words not only to be read, but when we allow these words to flourish and come to life in each of our lives. Now, it does mean having all of our hopes, our dreams, overshadowed, overwhelmed by God's presence. But we also might discover, as another hymn reminds us, that the hopes and dreams of all the world are met when we find Christ in Christ's overwhelming and overshadowing presence. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. We do thank you, O God, for the journeys that you carry us all on. And we are especially grateful, O God, in this season of Advent for this journey that you have invited us into. And on this second Sunday in Advent, Lord, as we seek your peace, we pray and ask, O God, that not only will we find it together here, but we pray and ask that we will find it together at tables where we eat and where we come together. And as we prepare to come and to gather around your table, we pray and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we will experience peace. May the peace of Christ not only just dwell at this table, but may the peace of Christ overshadow us. May it overwhelm us. Lord, for those who seek this morning and long for a peace that is above the wars and the conflicts that seem to flourish in a moment's notice, I pray, O God, that they may discover peace in their own lives and in their own homelands. For those people, O God, who are committed every minute and every hour of the day to seek the peace of Jesus Christ around this world, we pray and ask that you will lift them up. And for all of us, O God, may the peace that we feel in this moment of prayer, may it continue to reside with us throughout our lives. And now, with open hearts, with open minds, and most importantly, with open spirits, may you prepare us as we come to the table of our Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.